This is David Kopaska-Merkel, editor of Dreams and Nightmares magazine, which you can find information about at dreamsandnightmaresmagazine.blogspot.com. I've got a poem for you. It was originally published in Strange Horizons on May 18th, 2009. That magazine is found at www.strangehorizons.com, and it's a really good magazine. The title of the poem is She's in the Ice. Seemed like a good place for the stolen mind. It needs to stay cool and hidden. So we dug a room inside an icy moonlet, and, well, we thought she was comatose, but maybe she was simply exhausted. How else to explain the haunting voices, her voices, that we hear in every cable, every laser, everything that passes through that moon? Who knew the switching station on one side and the dormant mind on the other could shake hands? But they did. Now she's transmitting copies of herself everywhere. Net dogs have caught them all so far, but it's just a matter of time. We had to do something before, you know, she found us. It wasn't hard to steal enough explosives to nudge the moonlet. In a few days, you'll need to duck. Expect unusual weather. A myriad hailstones infected with her name.